all-new Jeopardy episode starts right now.
This is the Jeopardy Teachers Tournament. Here are today's contestants. A high school health teacher from Seattle, Washington, Lauren Schneider Lipton. An 8th through 12th grade band and choir teacher from Benton, Virginia, Will Satterwhite. And a high school English teacher from Seaside, California, Jenna Hall. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Two women, Amanda and Maggie, have already qualified as semifinalists in this year's Teachers Tournament. Will they be joined by Jenna, Lauren, or Will? Let's start finding out. Good luck, players. Here we go. Good to have you with us. Here are the categories. Hope you like them. Geography, one of my favorite subjects. Say it in French, please. A hit recently. Yo, ho, ho. A writer's life. For me, E will begin each correct response. Jenna.
Yo, ho, ho for two, please.
From Treasure Island comes the refrain, 15 men on the dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho. And one of these. Will.
What is a bottle of rum?
Yeah.
Yo, ho, ho, four.
These sailor songs help pass time during strenuous labor, like the halyard type sung when hoisting sails. Lauren.
What is a sea shanty?
Yeah.
Say it in French for two.
Coffee with milk. Jenna.
What is café au lait?
Good.
Say it in French for.
My God. Will.
What is mon Dieu?
Yes.
Say it in French six.
Great prize. Will.
What is Grand Prix?
Yeah, it took you a moment there.
Yo ho ho for six.
They send you to New Bedford in Blow Ye Winds, a song about this maritime activity. Whaling. Whaling.
Form E for 200.
A triangle with sides A, B, and C all equal in length is in this form. Jenna?
What is equilateral?
That's it.
A hit recently for 200.
On the countryside, Dan and Shay hit it big recently with a little help from this Canadian superstar. And that would be Justin Bieber. Back to you, Jenna.
Geography for two.
Extending for more than 1,200 miles off the northeast coast of Australia is this natural wonder. Jenna.
What is the Great Barrier Reef?
Yes.
Form E for four.
The parts of a roof that stick out over the edge of a building form these. Will?
What are eaves?
Eaves, that's the word.
Form E for six.
Take a look from above, and you'll see why an area just south of the White House has this geometric name. That name is the ellipse. Will?
Form E for eight.
It's the protective housing of a crustacean. Will?
What's an exoskeleton?
Got it.
Form E for 1,000.
This young form of an eel sounds like it might have pointed ears. Jenna?
What is an elf?
No. Will or Lauren? You're on the right track, but it's not elf, it's elver. Elver. Back to Will.
A hit recently for four.
In December of 2019, her All I Want for Christmas Is You completed the longest trip from release to Billboard number one. 25 years. Jenna.
Who is Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Geography for four.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
The border between the Greek regions of Macedonia and Thessaly is the location of this legendary home of the gods.
Will?
What is Mount Olympus?
That's right, and that takes you to 2,800. Takes us into break number one. You can relax for a few moments. We'll get back to chat with you following this. Lauren Schneider Lipton is a high school health teacher whose last three major events, it says here, were all Lord of the Rings themed. What are we talking about?
That's right, Alex. My husband and I are both big Lord of the Rings fans. So for our engagement, he tricked me into opening a DVD case of the movie, and he had put the words, "Will you marry me?" inside the DVD case. And then our wedding had different Lord of the Rings themed decor, and our son, who is almost two, we nicknamed him The Precious when he was still you know, inside.
I hope he doesn't look like the precious.
No, he's adorable.
Okay, Will Satterwhite is from Vinton, Virginia. Your technique, your teaching technique includes dad jokes, right? Give me an example.
So I love, there's two windmills standing in a field. This is music related. There's two windmills standing in the field, and one says, what kind of music do you listen to? And the other says, well, I'm a huge metal fan. And that's the response I get from my students, too.
And from me. Jenna Hall, high school English teacher from Seaside, California. Your students once gave you a sword?
It was kindly meant, I'm pretty sure. It's engraved with its name, which is Dream Crusher.
What kind of sword are we talking about?
Real big and shiny.
That's the way to describe a sword. It's real, it's big, it's shiny. And I can use it. All right, let's get back into this. Will has command of the board.
A hit recently for 600.
Real name, Austin Post. He has been running circles around the competition. You know him better as Post Malone. Back to you, Will.
A writer's life for 200.
Born 1890, was a merchant of murder and death. Named a dame in 1971, and then there was none of her in 1976. Jenna?
Who is Agatha Christie?
Correct.
Writer's life 400.
Answer there. The Daily Double, and maybe an opportunity for you to get things going here. You can risk up to 1,000.
I'll do 1,000.
All right. Born 1898, taught at Oxford and Cambridge, chronicled big cats, enchantresses, and closets. Died 1963.
Who is T.S. Eliot?
Oh, no. Who is C.S. Lewis, not T.S. Eliot? All right, you're at negative 800. Get out of the hole.
Writer's life 600.
Born 1919, came through the Rye to fame in 1951, and we're not too sure what he did from 1965 to his death in 2010. Lauren.
Who is Salinger?
Yes.
Say it in French, 8.
Literally, white card. Will.
What is carte blanche?
Yes.
Say it in French for 1,000.
That's life. Will.
What is c'est la vie?
Good.
Geography for 6.
Three nations, Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania, border this lake. Lauren.
What is Lake Victoria?
You got it.
Writer's life 8.
Born in 1903 with the initials EAB, took his pen name from an English river in 1933, passed away in 1950. 34 years early. Jenna.
Who is George Orwell?
Correct.
A writer's life for 1,000.
Born 1709 in England, wrote a dictionary, got bio'd, buried in Westminster Abbey in 1784. Lauren.
Who is Webster?
No. Will or Jenna? Who is Samuel Johnson? Jenna, back to you.
Yo-ho-ho for 8.
Captain Quint in Jaws sang the lament, farewell and adieu, to these women, to the Spanish ladies. Jenna?
Geography 8.
This major river runs all the way across northern Italy from the western frontier with France to the Adriatic in the east. Two-letter river, Po, the Po. Jenna?
Geography 1,000.
The Sahara covers most of North Africa, including these two neighboring countries that both start with the letter M. Lauren?
What are Morocco and Mali?
No. Jenna?
What are Mauritania and Mali?
Yes.
Hit recently 800.
Complimented by its lush video, Rare, from this former TV wizard, was a singular hit in the new decade. Will?
Who is Selena Gomez?
Yes.
A hit recently 1,000.
In her cover of Due in Time, she reimagines Gershwin and Sublime. Who is Lana Del Rey? And now the last clue in Yo-Ho-Ho. A drop of Nelson's blood won't do us any harm. Nelson, referring to Admiral Horatio, and blood being this four-letter potent potable. Just grog. Grog. All right, Will in the lead with 5,400. Lauren, a lot of catching up to do. A lot of money in Double Jeopardy. Let's see if we can make a move when we come back. It doesn't take long to get out of the hole in Double Jeopardy. Let's see if Lauren can accomplish it quickly with these categories. Hey, we have a situation. We'll deal with TV personalities.
Science Now, the Renaissance going way back. We want you to change a letter. And finally, of teachers and tests. Lauren.
Let's start with the Renaissance for four.
In the early 1500s, Botticelli and Leonardo da Vinci both lived in this Arno River city, a leading Renaissance center. Lauren?
What is Florence?
Good.
Renaissance 8.
One of the great Renaissance buildings is the Biblioteca Marciana, meaning St. Mark's, this in Venice. Will?
What is library?
Right.
Renaissance for 12?
Answer.
Daily double.
I'll wager 3,800.
Okay, for an even 10,000 if you're right. Erasmus was the prince of this ism that uses classical learning to gain knowledge of man's nature.
What is humanism?
You got it. And you have 10,000 to show for it.
TV personalities for four, please.
He logs a lot of miles hosting American Idol on one coast and co-hosting with Kelly Ripa on the other. Will?
Who's Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest is the one.
TV for eight.
In 2019, she left The Talk to concentrate on executive producing and starring on The Conners. That very talented young lady is Sarah Gilbert. Will, back to you.
Change a letter for 400.
Change a letter in the color of money into the rapacious desire for said money. Will.
What is green and greed?
Those are the two words.
Change a letter for eight.
A word meaning mild or not very flavorful spices things up by becoming a verb meaning to mix. Will.
What is bland and blend?
Yes.
Change a letter for 12.
With a change of just one letter, to burn slightly becomes a single name superstar singer actress. Lauren.
What are Char and Cher?
Yes.
Renaissance 16.
Seen here in a sculpture from around 1410 is the Renaissance master Donatello's version of this biblical king. Lauren.
Who is David?
Yes.
Renaissance 2.
Martin V, first pope of the Renaissance, was offered digs in this French city where the alternate papacy had been based, but said no. Will.
What is Avignon?
Avignon, correct.
Of teachers and tests for four.
I can read you like this two-word term for an exam in which students are allowed to consult notes and texts. Will.
What's an open book?
That's how I read you.
Of teachers and tests, eight.
Doctoral students write dissertations. A master's degree usually requires one of these, from the Greek for proposition. Will.
What's a thesis?
That's it.
Teachers, 12.
Answer. You're on a roll.
1,200.
Okay. Will gamble you know that this word for an exam supervisor once meant a Roman governor.
What is a proctor?
Proctor, correct. No more daily doubles.
Of teachers and tests, 16.
An experienced teacher who helps guide a new teacher. Also the name of a guide in the Odyssey. Lauren.
What is a mentor?
Yes.
Teachers and tests, too.
This synonym of proficiency describes a type of learning that allows students to progress at the rate at which they master skills. And the word we're going for here is competency. Let's go somewhere else now, Lauren.
16, change a letter.
A word meaning of short duration turns very sad as one denoting sharp sorrow over a death. Jenna?
What is brief and grief?
Yes.
Change a letter, 2,000.
Change a letter in the opposite of illuminated to get a word for unpleasantly damp and chilly. Will.
What is dark and dank?
Those are the two words.
TV personalities, 12.
This entrepreneur and shark from Shark Tank is the majority owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Will.
Who is Cuban?
Mark Cuban, yeah.
TV 16.
In 2019, 20 years after the original premiered, he was back in the kitchen with Good Eats, The Return. Jenna.
Who is Alton Brown?
Yes.
Science Now, 400.
In 2019, using the Event Horizon Telescope, the first of these cosmic objects was photographed. Will.
What's a black hole?
Yeah.
Science 2, Science 8.
A study at Johns Hopkins suggests that being around dogs at an early age may lessen the risk of this split-mind disorder. Lauren?
What is schizophrenia?
Yep.
Science Now, 12.
Observed in 2019, Tu-I Borisov is the first identified one of these bodies of rock and ice to visit from outside our solar system. Will?
What's a comet?
Comet, right you are.
Science 16.
RBBP6, one of these compounds that contain amino acids, has proven effective against Ebola. Lauren.
What is a protein?
Yeah.
Science now too.
Developers of this hyphenated type of battery that powers smartphones and electric cars won the 2019 Nobel Chemistry Prize. Jenna.
What is lithium ion?
Yes.
Situation for four.
In this country, Hamatsav, the situation, refers to the security threats it has faced since the Day of Independence in 1948. Will.
What is Israel?
Correct.
TV 2000.
She can talk football or the Fandango as a sports reporter and a co-host of Dancing with the Stars. And her name is Erin Andrews. Four clues left, Will.
Situation for eight.
Zero sum is an alternative to this happier type of double talk situation. Will.
What is lose-lose?
No. Lauren.
What is win-win?
Win-win, yes. Happier talk, not bad talk.
12.
In 1950, he spoke about the situation in Korea. A small country, thousands of miles away, but important to every American. Jenna.
Who is Truman?
Yes.
1600.
Churchill's June 4th, 1940 speech on the war situation narrates this evacuation of 335,000 troops from the shores of France. Jenna.
What is Dunkirk?
That's it. Now the last clue. Demosthenes spent years convincing Athenians they were in a crisis situation due to the threat from this dad of Alexander. Will.
Who's Philip?
Philip of Macedon. Yes. And that takes you to 22,400. You're an automatic semi-finalist. Jenna and Lauren are going to try to pick up two of those wild card spots. Let's see what happens in Final Jeopardy. Fairy tales. What a wonderful subject. Clue in a moment. Fairy tales can come true, but will it happen today with this as our category? Let's find out. Here is the clue, players. A familiar chant in this fairy tale continues, "Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread." You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. Let's see if you came up with the correct response. You wrote down, what is Jack and the Beanstalk? Congratulations, you did the right thing. And you added 6,401. That takes you up to 14,001. Takes us to Jenna, 9,000 going in. And we're looking for Jack, and we find him. And we're looking for a healthy wager, and we find that, 7,500. You're at 16,500. Impressive scores. Will couldn't be caught, of course. Did he get Jack and the Beanstalk? I can't imagine he didn't. He did. Did he risk any money? No, he didn't. He didn't need to. He's going to be a semifinalist. And boy, those scores, Jenna and Lauren, look pretty solid right now. We may see you in those wild card spots. Tomorrow, the fourth of our quarterfinal matches. Do join us for that, won't you?
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
Another new Teachers Tournament show tomorrow.